Italy launches manslaughter investigation over Sicily super yacht sinking. By Breitbart London on August 24, 2024. Rome, AP, prosecutors in Italy said Saturday they have opened an investigation into culpable shipwreck and multiple manslaughter after a superyacht capsized during a storm off the coast of Sicily, killing 7 people on board. They included British tech magnate Mike Lynch and his daughter. Termini Amaris prosecutor Ambrogio Cardicio confirmed the investigation has been launched, but said no suspect is currently identified. "We are only in the initial phase of the investigation. We can't exclude any sort of development at present," he told reporters at a news conference. Cardicio said his team will carefully consider each possible element of responsibility, including those of the ship's captain, the crew, individuals in charge of supervision, the shipbuilder and others. "For me, it is probable that offenses were committed. That it could be a case of manslaughter, but we can only establish that if you give us the time to investigate," he said. The main question investigators are focusing on is how a sailing vessel deemed unsinkable by its manufacturer, Italian shipyard Perini Navi, sank while a nearby sailboat remained largely unscathed. Prosecutors said the event was extremely rapid and information they gained seemed pointing to a downburst. A localized, powerful wind that descends from a thunderstorm and spreads out rapidly upon hitting the ground. Initially, civil protection officials said they believe the yacht, which featured a distinctive 75-meter, 246 feet, aluminum mast, was struck by a tornado over the water, known as a waterspout. Investigators were also asked why the crew was almost entirely saved, except for the chef, while 6 passengers remained trapped in the hull. Local official confirmed that most of the bodies recovered were found in the same part of the ship, close to the exit, suggesting that passengers had tried to get out. Deputy Prosecutor Raffaele Camarano said it was likely that the passengers were asleep, adding that one of the main focus of the investigation is to ascertain whether they were alerted by someone. Camarano confirmed that one person was on watch in the cockpit. Rescuers on Friday brought ashore the last of 7 bodies from the sinking of the Baysian, a 56-meter, 184-foot, British-flagged luxury yacht that went down in a storm near the Mediterranean island in southern Italy early Monday. The sailboat was carrying a crew of 10 people and 12 passengers. The 7th victim was Hannah Lynch, 18, the daughter of Mike Lynch, whose body was recovered Thursday. He had been celebrating his recent acquittal on fraud charges with his family and the people who had defended him at trial in the United States. His wife, Angela Bacares, was among the 15 survivors. Rescuers struggled for 4 days to find all the bodies, making only slow headway through the interior of the wreck lying on the seabed 50 meters, 164 feet, below the surface. The other 5 victims are Christopher Morvillo, one of Lynch's U.S. lawyers, and his wife, Nada. Jonathan Bloomer, chairman of Morgan Stanley's London-based investment banking subsidiary, and his wife, Judy, and Ricardo Thomas, the yacht's chef. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.